Hello, this is Fawn Town, and thank you for joining me on this week's episode of Every Little Bit Counts. This week, I felt pulled to talk a bit about up-leveling, and it kind of came to me based on things that were happening to myself over the past month. I have been a bit out of sorts, I would say. Not really pulled to do a lot of social media, feeling a lot more tired, a lot more drained. And it's kind of like a lot of the opposite, more tired, more drained, not really feeling super inspired with my social media and what to put out there. On the flip side, I also have things kind of awakening with regards to my gifts and abilities. So it's kind of like the ebbs and flows of what happens and things that I've noticed since I've becoming more and more connected with my abilities and my healing and my intuition and all the things having to do with, I guess, my healing, my spiritual gifts, my connections, and my intuition over the last 10 years. And I know that I've had aspects of it well before then, but I haven't really allowed myself to tune in so much as I have in the last 10 or so years. And there's always these aspects where it's like, you feel like you're connecting or taking a step up into it further. So, and it happens to be that we're in Mercury retrograde this month. I think it was April 1st, and I believe it ends on April 25th. So we should be coming out of it pretty soon here. And I usually don't get caught up so much in Mercury retrograde. I kind of try to not let my head and my mind get caught up in that too much and just try to like flow through it. But ironically, this Mercury retrograde, I seem to have gone through it. Just like I said, very tired, just kind of feeling uninspired, not very connected in the sense that I don't feel very inspired, very, very drawn to what I want to put out there publicly. And so it's been a little bit harder. But again, on the flip side, and I mentioned some of this in last week's episode, some really cool things happen. And then some really bad things, and I'll kind of share a little bit of it. But meeting some of my friends that are also healers and very much connected in the space. Like my friend Michelle was talking to me, and she's very visual. Well, while I was with her, my third eye opened. And I had done a healing session on one of my clients, and while I was connected and tapped in, I could see things that I've not seen before. And I wasn't exactly sure what it is that I was seeing, but it was definitely something very different. And some of the people that I've worked on this past month, I'm noticing and experiencing different sensations. So therein lies the up-leveling. So I'm tapping in very differently than I've been able to in the past. So I know that they're giving me different aspects of my abilities that I've not had before. So I think it's very interesting. And maybe, I don't know if I viewed and misunderstood when people have these abilities and stuff. There's always, for me personally, and I think that I'm understanding this from other healers, is we always seem to have a learning phase, right? When something turns on or something comes into play, we actually have to learn a bit about what it is that just kind of turned on or became available to us. So this visual thing that kind of came into play, or my third eye activating. I'm not exactly sure fully how to use it or what I'm seeing, interpreting it, or what is it I'm seeing? I saw something different, but I'm not entirely sure how to make sense of it. So it's going to be interesting to see what other things I start to see with it and learning how to interpret or how to leverage what it is that I'm able to see. So I have a feeling that the go forward is learning and becoming in tune with that, and then being able to leverage that information to use it to benefit or have value into how I give information to people or how I leverage it to heal people. In essence, how am I using it to help others? The other thing that I've noticed is when I do healing on myself, or when I was clearing the energy of a space and I felt called to, there was a lot of old energy, ancestral energy, karmic energy that needed to be cleared from. I went and visited my parents in the place that I grew up. And it's not necessarily just the negative energy that built up in the time. Like, my parents have lived there just under 50, 51 years, but also the energy of the land and what existed prior to them ever being there. So when you think of the energy of the property, it's the people that lived before you and the people before then, and whatever happened, like if there's wars, was it like a cemetery? Are there people buried there? Were people killed there? You have no idea what happened to the land. Were there chemicals? Was it taken care of it? Was it disrespected in some way? It's very hard to understand and have a true essence of what energies are contained and exist on the land and the property in which you're residing. So while I was there, I was drawn to clearing up that space. And what I found interesting is the sensations going through my body. And I could feel it going down, 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 down. And really the energy from my torso slowly going down through my legs, my knees, my calves, down through my feet. And it was taking a lot of time, and it was going very, very slowly. And I just stuck with it until it was gone as I was trying to clear the space. But it was extremely cringy. Like, the sensation in my body was very cringy. And it's not just in that moment, but as I work through on clients, as I work on myself, the sensations in my body have become so much more sensationalized, like stronger, robust. I don't even know. It's very hard to describe. Like, I was clearing something from my throat and it almost felt like cloudy and thick, and there was temperatures associated with it, and it's like gross. There's so many ways to describe what it is I was clearing from my throat, and it was just, I have allergies, and I'm like, let's work on clearing everything associated with these allergies. And it was like going into past lives, like I was going through my SRT chart and it was like going through past lives. It was going through karmic. It was going through so many things. And I'm like, seriously, this is what's coming up from allergies. And I can even almost feel in, like, I could almost feel and hear gurgling coming up in my throat, in my sinuses. And I'm like, wow, this is it's nasty. I'm laughing, but it was so gross. And I could feel this, and the sensations were covering my, like, I could feel all these sensations in my body as I was clearing it. But anyway, I was trying to release these seasonal allergy issues that I was having in one of my own clearings. And I'm like, I've never experienced or had the sensations throughout my body the way that I'm having them now, which I know is another level of tapping into my abilities. Because I know some of my healer friends who can actually experience sensations to this degree. And I was always curious about it. I'm like, wow, you can really feel that. And they're like, oh yeah, I can feel so many things. And I was like, always curious about it. And then all of a sudden I can. It's like, be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you wish for, because it may happen to you. And I'm like, I also wanted the visual. And I'm like, now I'm a little bit scared because I'm like, maybe I'm asking for too much. But I've asked, so maybe I'm afraid of what I'm asking myself to get into. But anyway, so I know that I'm going through an up-leveling type of phase in my life and things are turning on. But in the other aspect of my crazy month, I actually was at my parents' and they have an old farmhouse and they have these steep, narrow stairs. And we typically visit in the summer and we're always barefoot. When I visited, it's colder there right now and I had socks on. And at one of the top stairs, I slipped. I was bringing my toiletries downstairs to the bathroom and my hands were full and I slipped on the top steps with my sock and I fell down the flight of steps. It was not a good fall. My bottom is all bruised. I knocked my tailbone. My back is out. My neck is out. I came home and did chiropractor. I need to do more. The back of my head smacked the wall. The back of my head is bruised. My elbow, forearm, up to like my pinky finger, it's all been bruised and sore. And I came home and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have been in pain for almost 2 weeks now. And I sit there going, what was this about? What was this about? And I'm kind of getting back to the message I was giving. It was like, we're giving you the tools, like all these little tools, fun, learn to heal yourself, practice on yourself. So anyway, I'm trying to dive in and leverage my tools to start healing myself, which is a good thing, but I've been in a lot of pain and it's kind of hard to focus on yourself when you're hurting. So I will be doing more of that, but it's interesting how we're given lessons and how we're being taught what we're taught. But in the aspect of up-leveling, there are moments in our life where we're up-leveling in different ways. Like in my gifts and abilities, I'm up-leveling. And there's this contrast of challenges and difficulties, as well as things opening up. There are various ways in your life in which you can up-level. You can up-level in relationships, where you start to view a relationship you're in as not being the right relationship for you. So you might find that relationship is challenging you in not the right ways. Like you're having arguments, or you're finding very disconnected, or you're very unhappy. And that's kind of up-leveling and pushing you to want to find a relationship that is at a higher capacity and meets you at a higher level. It's because you want to resonate and be at a higher capacity in a relationship, and this relationship level is no longer resonating with you. The same thing with a profession or a job. You might be in a position where things aren't going right. Like your boss is not acknowledging you the way and seeing your value, or you're not gelling well with your colleagues. Things just continue to hit a wall. Things aren't going right. Sometimes when things are just kind of button heads hitting a wall, it's kind of like the negative, the adverse of what you want continues to happen. It's trying to push you to kind of realize that you're up leveling and you're meant to kind of step to the next level, go to the next level, go to the next relationship, go to a higher position, because you're vibrating higher. Your vibration has moved up, and this vibration, this level, is no longer resonating with you. So be aware of and pay attention of phases in your life when you're up leveling. You need to move. You need to move to the vibration at the level that's going to meet your vibration. So if you see in your life where there's this conflict, the vibration's not meeting you, it's not matching you, the relationship, the job, whatever it might be in your life, start to pay attention and go, maybe this is not where I'm meant to be anymore. Maybe I need to start looking somewhere else that's going to match where I am. Maybe I got everything that I'm meant to get from where this place, this relationship, or this position, or maybe it's this company and you need to go outside that company. And it's not to say that you can't try to work through that relationship, but if you've done all you've can and that person still can't meet you where you're at, then maybe you need to step outside and go somewhere else, because that person may not be prepared to meet you at that vibration. So watch for the signs of up-leveling. It means your vibration stepped up, and the people around you, or the level at which you were at, that vibration can't meet you where you've moved up to. And so you're going to meet where things become difficult or challenging or conflicting, or it just continues to challenge and challenge and challenge you, and it feels like it's constantly bringing you down, or it's constantly an obstacle, or you're butting heads against it. Vibrationally, it's not a match for you anymore. And it's meant for you to step to something higher. I know at one point my manager, excellent woman and incredible at her job, she's kind of pushed out and everybody was blown away. Like, I don't think there was a person I knew that was shocked that she was pushed out of her role. And the message that kept coming through for me is she was meant for something better. And for whatever reason, the person that pushed her out of her role, I don't know why she couldn't see her for who she was and what she was capable of, but they couldn't. And I'm just like, all I get is that you're meant for something better. You're meant for something better. And whoever's meant to see that for you will get that for you. And you're going to be so much happier. You're going to get what you're deserving of. And it's going to be so much bigger and so much better than what was happening for you here, because there's so many people that can see your worth and your value. And for some reason, this new manager's not seeing it, and we're not sure why. So she was at a capacity where a new manager came in, and the vibration was not at the same level. And in doing so, she somehow got bumped. But in that bump, I felt like she was going to vibrate so high that she was going to get more money, a better position, and things were going to work out so much better for her. So in those moments of conflict, look for your up-leveling opportunity, and don't look at it as, you know, the world's coming crashing down. Look for that change opportunity as maybe there's something better. And although it has been a weird, funky, painful month for me, I'm viewing this as I get through this, and as I get through some of the pain from the injuries and stuff, and I get through sorting out what some of these new abilities are, what's ahead of me is going to be so exciting and so much bigger. And I'm going to be able to help people in such a bigger way as soon as I figure out how to leverage these things that have been turning on. It's going to be so much more exciting for the future of my work and my abilities. So I know that there's goodness coming from all of this. I just have to go through this wave of whatever the heck this month was. And that it's just, you know, a blip in the radar of a challenging month. So keep that in mind. And that's the thing about learning what these moments are. If you kind of look to them as this is a blip, this is an up level, you know, take it for what it is. You don't go through them with so much dread. You look for them as like, oh, once I get to the other side, wow, how awesome is this going to be? So taking these moments is such an educational opportunity. And like I said, an up-leveling, I'm getting to a point where I'm going to start matching the vibration again. Wow, it'll be such a great thing once I adjust to that. The outlook in the change shifts everything, and there's not so much dread, there's not so much fear, and you look at it so much more enlightened and so much more with happiness, excitement, and joy than fear, apprehension, and negativity. So something to think about when you're going through these types of changes. Up-leveling can be a challenging, but also a very exciting time, moment, and opportunity for you. So I hope you enjoyed this, and thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode. And I hope you join me on next week's episode of Every Little Bit Counts.